All right, greetings to one and all. Today I want to talk about the use of reverence. There's this title that is sometimes used in addressing teaching elders and pastors, such as Reverend so-and-so. And how revered is that practice according to the Bible? Should we venerate or fear our elders and call them that way? By the way, I've been ordained, so formally I probably also ought to be used, addressed as reverend. Is that a scriptural practice or not? I mean, for many of you or my viewers, the answer is obvious. No, there's no scriptural basis for that. And that's also my firm conviction that teachers, elders, bishops, overseers, shepherds, under shepherds, these are all, they're all referred to one and the same office or function in New Testament churches, namely those who exercise spiritual oversight and rule by the word of Christ. You know, those who are appointed to serve congregations as teachers, as elders, as overseers, have no authority on their own. All authority is derived and are to not to lord over their flock, as scripture says, but we're to serve in humility, and our only authority comes from the word. And as much as we preach and teach and explain God's word, and that word has an intrinsic authority from God himself, we have authority through that ministry, insofar as it bears the marks of divine authority to those who have ears to hear and eyes to see and hearts to receive. Okay, that's about the office itself. We'll agree that, the Bible does recognize lawful offices, and basically two offices in New Testament churches, the elder or overseer, presbyteros or episcopos, and deacons. We also have deacons. But some people say that the proper, the best way of addressing your teaching elder or pastor is by prefacing this title, Reverend. You know, Reverend so-and-so is going to preach the word. Or Reverend so-and-so is going to address this topic. And how are you, Reverend so-and-so? Such is the custom among many, especially those who call themselves Reformed. And, those who object, you will say, look, the word reverend, the term reverend, in the King James Bible occurs only once in Psalm 111 verse 9, where it says that holy and reverend is his name, i.e. God's name is holy and reverend. And that's easily and readily understood by those who have the fear of God planted in their hearts. They know, we know full well that God is to be feared and revered and adored and magnified and so on. He is worthy of all our, worship and honor and so on. And much more, because he's infinitely holy and worthy to be praised. One of the counter arguments by those who try to defend this unscriptural tradition of calling their teaching elders reverend is that, well, there's a, for instance, Ron Hanco in his article titled "Should We Use the Term Reverend?" Says that holy, for instance. Psalm 111 says that, verse 9 says that, holy and reverend is his name, that God's name is surely holy and he's holy. But that same word holy is also applied to his holy ones or saints, all believers in Christ are holy ones or saints. It's the same word, and it says that the same, adjective is used in reference to those who have been set apart for God as God's people. Yes, God's people are holy because He made them holy, and they are to walk holily in all their conversation and so forth. We all agree on that. And that's, boy, that's a weak argument. Yes, we've been set apart. Yes, we're all saints. But that argument works actually in the opposite directions. All Christians are addressed as saints. We've all been set apart. We've all been sanctified by the same blood, indwelled by the same Spirit. We're all called the royal priesthood, a holy nation. I believe it's, the last reference is in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, if I remember correctly. So we're all a holy nation. All believers are holy. So if you want to use that analogy that if we're all holy, then by the same token, we must all be called reverend. So everybody must be called reverend in the Christian conversation. But that's ridiculous. But in a sense, yes, we're to treat one another with holy reverence, knowing that we've been bought with a price. And we've all been so dear to God that He spared not His own Son for us. And that thought must make us tremble as we deal with our brothers and sisters in Christ, that they're all objects of God's everlasting and redemptive love. So we're not treating each other with contempt and so forth. And that way, yes, we're to revere, one another by all means. But the question is, should we address ministers of the Word of God as reverend? And, there's no justification for such practice. I don't want to go too deeply, but it's kind of obvious. I mean, you look at all the epistles, and even the book of Acts, how the apostles behaved. They required no special honorary titles to themselves. And even Paul, who wrote most of the epistles in the New Testament, he would say that, yes, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, but usually his practice, first of all, it's letters. He kind of introduces himself. And then also, keep in mind that his apostleship was frequently challenged by Judaizers and other enemies of the gospel. They said, well, he was not among the 12, and he was an abnormal one. He was, we doubt that he's an apostle. He's a false apostle. So to assert his apostleship, he had to bring it up and mention it, and sometimes even discuss it at length, as in 2 Corinthians, for instance. But otherwise, I mean, if you take John in his second and third epistles, he calls himself just an elder. Now, imagine that John, the beloved apostle, whom Jesus loved and kind of singled out with this, special mark, and who was with him, who wrote this, the most theologically engaging and profound gospel. Imagine John, that elder, if he was content just to call himself an elder, why can't the modern day ministers, servants, bond servants, slaves, in fact, doulas of Christ, be content if somebody calls them just by their name? Okay? They perpetuate and defend this unscriptural practice of elevating their clergy. I mean, reverend. I mean, I asked a Dutch Reformed professor You know, and they're so formal. I mean, they're just, they use those titles as of a little professor so-and-so, professor so-and-so. And, you know, in a casual conversation, you kind of, you get part of that. And I even asked him, I said, professor so-and-so, would it be all right if I just addressed it by your first name? And he said, well, you can call him what you will, but in my setting, where I'm from, you know, representing the, you know, Reformed churches and so forth, people would be offended. People would be offended if you, mere mortal, would call me by my first name. Now, I'll let the viewers judge whether this tradition is sound and if it's scriptural. I don't think so. Anyway, this rant should be over. I don't want to go endlessly. I mean, it's an easy topic in the sense that there's no positive command from the Bible to call your, you know, elders a reverend and so on. There's no example either. So it must be discarded. I mean, because it's really Romish. If the Reformed used a reverend, I mean, the Romanists, they used most reverends and then all kinds of honorary titles and then they kissed hands of their priests. And, come on. If we're a sola scriptura people, let us live not by vain traditions of men, but by the word of God. All right, Matt, God bless you all. Bye-bye.